And you're going to do it, or everybody's?
No, the quartet is going
to. Oh, okay. They're going to sing hymn 104 for us. Brother Mark and his singers. Now turn this meeting over to our brother David Rice.
We have an echo meeting now, and this echo meeting is a time to remember the discourses, the lessons, the vespers that we have on the program, and to reflect some of our appreciation. The manna would have been read this morning for the opening service, but there's part of the manna I'd just like to repeat. I won't read the whole thing. But it's the last part. It says, "Whoever, therefore, would be an instructor of others, a mouthpiece of the Lord, should cultivate all the various graces of the Holy Spirit, including meekness, that these combined love with knowledge may build up himself as well as build up those to whom he ministers." Now, we've had about six speakers at this convention. Brother Albert, Brother Christensen, Brother Krupa, Brother Grabner, Brother Furnetz. Now, did I list them all? I think I counted incorrectly, but those are the speakers we've had. And you know, as I think about them, I can't think of another group of such pleasantly spoken, moderate, meek, and humble speakers. So the manna comment that led off really characterizes those that have served us. Very pleasant lessons. I've got all enumerated, but I'm not going to read them to you because we'll have some echoes from you. But we're going to open the meeting now to you for your testimonies, reflections, appreciation, highlights, things you've learned, thoughts that captivated your attention, or whatever you'd like to testify on. Now, I understand that we have a roving mic. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So please, who would be first, and we'll have a mic come to you. Yes. Right here, Russ. Right back.
Ron Sheets of Los Angeles. Oh, hearing aid out. Sorry. And, no.
Turn your receiver this way.
Oh, this.
Sorry. That's what turned it off. Okay. Sorry. I just want to say that I've enjoyed the meeting so much and the discourses. Oh, I could make it yesterday, but today, the beautiful talks. I enjoyed them all. It's almost like, the old days. when the brethren would give such dramatic and beautiful talks. It's almost like, the meeting with the Lord's jewels. It was like another breakfast at Tiffany's, only much better. God bless me.
It's a much more beautiful collection than simple jewels in a window, isn't it? Much more beautiful connection. I think this is low. Am I correct?
I'm sorry. It's on.
Okay. Who would be next? Yes, Sister Dorothy?
It certainly makes me feel special, and I just feel like everybody here does, for the brothers and sisters who have come such long distances. And it's just such a blessing and such really important talks. I've talked to some of the people individually, and it was very inspiring. And I just thank everybody who's here, but also the ones especially who came such long distances, and I think it's for me, and it's for everyone, but I really take it personally.
Thank you. It's nice to appreciate the effort and the sacrifice that brethren have made to come and serve us from such a distance. Thank you. Who would be next?
I just wanted to say how much I appreciate the expressions, the emphasis on forgiveness, and the emphasis on applying doctrine. For keeping it in the head doesn't do anybody else any good, but it's getting it from the head down to the heart, to the hands and the feet that makes the difference. And always glad to get to know better some of those that I most recently come in contact with, like Donna Marshall, and then those that have met for the first time. It reminds me of what Brother King Barrett from Victoria said a good number of years ago. He says, "I want to get to know these people I'm going to be working with for the next 1,000 years.
Thank you, Brother Jim. Who would be next? Yes, Sister Joanne.
Since the microphone's here, I'll take advantage of it. I've also very much appreciated the talks from the platform, the fact that the emphasis on our Father's love and on being able to put these into practice, like Uncle Jim said. The Father Knows Best, that really stuck with me, because everything we go through, remembering that our Father knows exactly what the best experiences are for us and how to work them for our best good and for the whole world of mankind, their best good. That was a special blessing to me. The study on Micah 4, I really appreciated going into the detail on the leading up to the kingdom and the just going over the kingdom again also, and how the blessings do flow out to the whole world. And then the talks on listening to Luke, both Luke and Acts, were definitely blessings. And seeing his perspective and finding out more things about Luke and how he wrote those books, and the character of God, and putting the all into practice the things that we learn. Because I've also found in my life that when I study and get to know God better, that makes me appreciate him more, and in loving him more, I want to be more like him. So I appreciate that. And then, of course, the 70 times 7, forgiveness and love for our brethren, our Heavenly Father. And I always enjoy Vespers and singing praises to our Lord, and the dedication of the examples that we have in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. And then God's goodness was a blessing also. And going through how the world is bankrupt now, and how the... sorry, my mind is starting to go blank. As soon as I hear my voice, my mind starts going blank. But appreciated that in the threefold cord also. And we are not our own. Always a good reminder.
Well, thank you. You've kind of given us a little something from each. That's very nice. Brother David.
We might as well just leave it in this row, I guess. Brother Dave Christensen from Seattle, and I've just certainly enjoyed this whole weekend with you all. It's been wonderful. one of the neat things about going to a convention is you just seem to always meet new brethren, and that's happened here. So we so appreciate that, and now we have more brethren that we can think about, pray about, and just maybe learn from. But I've enjoyed the talks immensely. And Brother Ed, I really appreciated his talk on the Jubilees. And I thought, you know, that, let's face it, that can tend to be a bit of a tough one, you know, a sensitive issue. But I thought he handled it very well with an excellent spirit. And so I appreciated that. And I appreciated when he said, the main thing is that how do we work together with those who see it differently? So I truly appreciated that. And Brother Obi, Brother Obi and I have been following each other around in the convention circuit, and so we tend to speak at the same place a lot. And so we're fortunate that we get to hear his discourses more than once, and I really appreciate them. And the one that he did this afternoon with the war, to the movie and the war scene, and the young man is afraid and this and that, and then what that led to. And the point is, we are all dead. We are all dead from God's point of view. Our flesh is dead, and we try to keep it under control, and we try to do that more and more. But we try to keep that in mind, that it's our new creature that's growing. And then Brother Tim Krupa. Tim probably doesn't know this, and it looks like he's not here anymore, but early on in my Christian walk, back in the late 70s, early 80s, when I was just coming into the truth, and Tim, even though he lived down in Portland, I was about 3.5 hours away by car. We'd talk on a phone, we'd see him at convention, and we'd go to studies back and forth, and he was kind of one of my early mentors, and I really appreciated it. He kind of took me under his wing a little bit, and helped me when I was deciding to consecrate in those days. So appreciated that. And I told him, I said, you know, we just got done finishing the book of Acts. About 4 months ago, I guess we finished up, and we had not looked at that, Acts of the Holy Spirit. It was perfect. It was right there. We really appreciated those thoughts on that. And then of course, Brother Ken Furnett's, God's goodness, God's wisdom. And we look what's going on in the world. It seems like every day in the news, some senseless shooting of innocent people in a school or a mall or on the street. And you just wonder, but you know, God's goodness and God's wisdom is allowing that for good lessons later on. And so I appreciated that message. And it's just wonderful to have been here and appreciate the labors of love from the local brethren. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother David. Appreciate your testimony and coming so long a ways. And it's nice to have your nicely prepared lessons so frequent these days. I appreciate it, and thank you. Brother Peter.
When we wake up in the morning, what should be our earliest thought? Well, for me, it's Father knows best. And that's how we started our convention. With Father's knows best. And I really appreciated that. And throughout the convention, we learned more about our Heavenly Father. We learned about His goodness. We learned about His wisdom through the prophecies and how everything just works perfectly the way He's done it. But we weren't left out of the picture. We were included in this message that we received. But then we closed making sure that we do understand. But it's not about us. It really is about our Heavenly Father. And I appreciated the Spirit so much and all of the speakers. I remember when Brother Gradner said he was going to do his service was going to be on the Jubilees. I thought, oh my goodness, how are you going to do this? You have 45 minutes. And truly, it was such a wonderful presentation. I learned quite a bit, and you refreshed the things that I had forgotten. So thank you very much for that. I want to thank everyone here for attending, and especially thank our Heavenly Father for making everything possible and for His wisdom and His mercy and especially His love. And that's all.
Thank you, Brother Peter. Who would be next this afternoon to echo some blessings from these days? Brother Bob? Thank you.
It's really all been said, but there are so many intertwining experiences represented in the speakers for me. Of course, Brother Tim Krupa, his father was one of my mentors in my very early days of the truth, so it means so much to see him and receive his lessons. Of course, the Furnettes and I, we go way back as well. It's such a blessing to see them and hear him, of course, from the platform enunciate the coming glories of God's kingdom, which I know he has so much faith in and looks forward to, and he's been such a faithful, he and Sister Furnette's faithful laborer in the Harvest Vineyard, which I appreciate so much. Brother Christensen and I shared a trip together some years back on our way to some Canadian convention. I don't remember where, but it's wonderful to see him again. And, of course, many, many years ago, I think it was 2002, Sister Maxine and I took what was going to be our last trip together, and it happened to be to the Salem Convention. And I remembered very well Brother Ed Grabner there and the wonderful talks he gave, and it's been in my mind for years to have him come here and serve our convention. So it was a very meaningful experience for me to see Brother Ed again after all these years, and I appreciated very much his thoughts, which also reminded me of something, and that was when I first came into the truth, which was, of course, a glorious experience, and I'm living at the dawn. Well, going to the New York class, we're studying the first volume, but the Friday night meeting was the second volume, and I was always there with the Hedgeses and the Paciuses and all the wonderful brethren back in New York. And so his lesson today reminded me of all those many months spent Friday nights in the second volume, and those fundamental truths we learned there. And so for so many reasons, this convention has meant a great deal to me, and I appreciate all the efforts by the speakers and our L.A. brethren who put so much work into this, making this happen. And, of course, I'm very thankful to all the brethren who took the time and effort to attend. So I appreciate the Lord's blessings at this convention very, very much.
Thank you, Brother Bob. Who would be next to echo the blessings they've received? Sister, or Brother Leon?
I want to thank the Heavenly Father for all His blessings that He has granted Barbara and I, and now she's gone. And I want to thank all the brethren for the cards from local and from the East Coast, and even two phone calls from Europe. Brethren encouraging and sympathizing for the loss of my dear Sister Barbara. And I only can say that I thank the Heavenly Father for the truth, for enlightening my heart and mind to appreciate His plan of salvation. And now, in the last few years, well, in the last not quite a year ago, I had a ulcer operation, and doctors looked at me when they were going into the surgery. Says, "I give you a 50-50 chance of surviving." That's interesting.
What an encouraging thought as you're going in. Huh?
At any event, we thank the Lord that I'm here today. And the only reason I'm here today is what the Lord told Daniel, 1:12, 1 and 9, 1 and 4. increase of knowledge when Michael stands up. And that increase of knowledge is taking place in every field, whether it be physical or mechanical or what have you, and how thankful we are that we see and we can appreciate the increase of knowledge that's taking place worldwide, and to appreciate the fact that there were promises made to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. And then when our Lord came on a scene, 69-70, the Jewish nation dispersed, chased out of Israel. In 1878, Petatikva, the first Jewish settlement. And today it's a thriving nation. How thankful I am that the Lord's permitted me to appreciate these things, that this is all in preparation for the mediatorial phase of the kingdom. How thankful I am that the Lord has permitted me to have this increase of knowledge to appreciate what's taking place. I only ask and interest in your prayers as I pray for you that we all be able to prove ourselves faithful, that we can have a share in uplifting mankind when the mediatorial phase begins. Pray for me as I remember you in prayer.
Thank you, Brother Leon. Appreciate your testimony. You know, it just doesn't seem real for Barbara to be gone. Every time I come up here, I expect to see her with you. And I have noticed in your interchanges with me on this convention, you seem to be at peace and at repose with it. Now, I'm sure that there are moments when that might evaporate. But, you know, the hope that we have is a very stable, peaceful platform from which to accept those experiences. You remember Sister Cole from the San Diego class. And I remember when we last visited her, and I couldn't think of the right words, but Ruth found the right words about the gems that God is taking up, you know, from Malachi. And it just gave her such a big smile on her lips and such peace, and she passed shortly thereafter. And with those hopes, you know, when I heard about Sister Barbara and I realized that after all this time, finally she's succumbed to that, well, it's just the fruition and the end of a life here and the beginning of all that she ever hoped for. So thank you for your testimony and for your spirit of peace and acquiescence. Yes, Sister Brooks.
I'm Sister Kathy Brooks from Oregon, Portland, Oregon, the Bible Student Retirement Center. I cook there and I live there, and I wanted to bring the love, special love, from the residents at the Bible Student Retirement Center. They sent their special love to all of you here. I attended last year and found such warmth here. I don't attend too many conventions unless they're nearby. And I came down on the train with Sister Dorothy Weber, my dear friend. And I don't like to talk about Dorothy because she's gone home now, you know, so I miss her. But it was such a blessing that I decided to book a flight down here for this. And I appreciate the brethren here in L.A., ecclesia, because they're so warm and open and make me feel welcome. I enjoyed the talks here. They were a special blessing to me to be here. I'm thankful to all the brethren here who have worked so hard at providing for us all. And I want to also make a public announcement, which I'd be remiss if I didn't, and to tell you that in our little family back in Oregon, we have a home for you. If you want to come out and live with us in our little community, we have some available units for you. So please come and join us.
Thank you, Sister Brooks. Appreciate your testimony. You know, you say you don't like to talk too much about Sister Dorothy, but I know that you do, in fact, because she's a dear friend to you. I remember from her early days coming into the truth in the Antioch area, And she was always the way you commented and reminded me of her. Always vibrant, thoughtful, engaged, and with a real personality. And I'm sure you're going to continue to miss her. But that's the benefit of a very strong friendship. Lord bless you. Sister Carmelita, my apology. I overlooked you so long. Please, go ahead.
It is so good to be here, brethren. I want to thank my Heavenly Father for making it possible. First, that the new Los Angeles class has had a convention. It takes work to do it, but it's well worth it for everyone, for the doer and for the receiver. And it's such a blessing to be able to be here and thank my Heavenly Father for his wonderful plan. And the food he has provided this weekend was wonderful. Some was spicy, some was hot, some was cold, some was green, some was red, but it gave us and will continue to give us the energy to go on and grow and more spiritually than when we came here, that we were really hungry to be here together with the brethren. We love you all so very much. I enjoyed all the talks, of course. And it's something that down the road, I won't know which vegetable or which table gave me the supplies, but through the Heavenly Father's wisdom, it was all there just for each and every one of us. And I'm so thankful to the LA class for their work in bringing and putting on a convention. The Lord bless each and every one of you. And by the way, I do want to say that I want to give the love again of Arbor, who appreciates all the prayers on his behalf to each and every one of you here. We love you all so very much, and the Lord be with you.
Thank you. Now, you mentioned your son, Brother Arbor. You have another son as well. Is he here in the L.A. area?
He's in Canada.
Canada. Okay, I see.
But he said he'd love to, if they can't hear.
Where is Arbor?
He's in Vernon.
In Vernon, too. Okay.
And
LaVon, thank you. You know, since you mentioned your son, why don't we take a vote of love to let him know, let them both know, that we remember them, we miss them, and Lord bless them. All in favor of that? Thank you. Who would be next? Sister Janet?
Brother David, just consider it such a privilege and such a blessing to be here with the brethren in LA this weekend. We're so thankful for all of the provisions and preparations of the LA Ecclesia for this convention and for all that they have provided for us. My mind goes to Brother Michael Nakora and Brother Larry Davis, who I miss seeing here. We have had the privilege of staying with Sister Nanette in her home and the opportunity to reminisce a little bit about our years of association with Brother Michael. I count each opportunity I had to serve with Brother Michael through the year as a privilege, and we had several interactions in relation to the General Convention where we had the opportunity of serving together, and I am so thankful for those memories. Brother Larry, I didn't have the opportunity of knowing Brother Larry at great length. Brother Obi had the opportunity of having more of a relationship with him, and Brother Obi shared many of the things with me that he and Brother Larry had shared together, and it was a relationship of an older elder to a younger elder, and I always thought it was very tender, and I was very touched at this convention in my fellowship with Sister Marty, and she mentioned to me that relationship that Brother Larry and Brother Obi had, and I was very touched by that, and I'm very thankful that the Lord provided that in their lives, and I'm thankful that Brother Obi has those memories because they are very precious. Impressions of the convention, I think strongest impression I have from the messages that were given, and I did appreciate them all very much. Brother Tim Krupa's message today on the acts of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And his closing remarks that as we've seen all of these acts of the Holy Spirit through this book, do we think the Holy Spirit works any different in our day? And the answer would be no. And we need to be aware of the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives, in the lives of our brethren, in our lives as an ecclesia, and in regard to the work. And know that the Lord will bless and prosper the work according to his will, and we need to pray for his blessing upon it and for the working of his spirit in us as we do the work and for the working of his spirit in the message as it goes forth. And I want to remember that every day.
Very good. Thank you. That's a very nice reflection. You know, I had never thought myself about the book of Acts being the Holy Spirit work, but he had such a broad list of mention of that, I was quite impressed. That's one of the points that was new to me that I will take away from this convention. So I echo your echo. Thank you. Sister Nanette.
I am very happy that I was here. I am especially blessed to have had the couples in my home. One couple I did not know at all, and the other I did not know very well. And I have really learned to love them both dearly, and also want to, for those that don't know, it was Gail and Ed Grabner who stayed with me, and also the Alberts, Janet and OB. And then I want to acknowledge that we also had the help of Tricia and Robin Rice, who agreed to stay with me on Saturday night to help with transporting my guests, because it turns out there are not two cars in the Nakora household anymore. And I sort of forget that when I invite two couples that are flying in. So appreciated that added fellowship to see all the spiritual minds together talking and fellowshipping is very nice. I enjoyed all of the talks. I have a special fondness for any talk about forgiveness like Dave gave, because I have long maintained that we need to forgive our brethren whether or not they ask for our forgiveness, and whether or not they really are even aware that they've offended us. We've got to dismiss it and turn it over to the Lord and go on like nothing happened. And just appreciated that message. I also appreciated the three chord lessons, because I never thought of how a chord is made. Of winding threads until you get a strong enough one. Now we can put our own interpretation into those doctrines, but the principle of the more scriptures you can have to support what you believe, the stronger cord you have. And I just enjoyed that lesson and his organized and even keel in the way he delivered it. It was very nice. But all of the talks have been so good. It reminds me of our own responsibility to take our calling serious and to give the honor to the Heavenly Father. One of my favorite scriptures that I often put in Manus is Jeremiah 9:23-24. Because trying to understand and learn the character of God is so important, and that has been revealed to us in the truth, where the prophet says, and this was partially quoted by Paul in Corinthians, "Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness on the earth. For in these things I delight, says the Lord." And it could have been included in there, exercising mercy where I choose to exercise mercy, because that's another refrain from the Bible. So these are characteristics of the Heavenly Father, and we need to appreciate that we have already had the opportunity of understanding this about his character. Lord bless you all.
Thank you, Sister Nanette, for your testimony. Lovely scripture, lovely reflection. We thank you for your comments on the services. You and Michael were always very hospitable. And now with Michael gone, that spirit continues. It's very nice. Thank you. Who would be next? Brother Mark?
Dear brethren, Brother Mark Davis here from Los Angeles. And what can one say but to thank our Heavenly Father for the blessings He has given to us this weekend in our fellowship. What a wonderful blessing it has been for us to have the brethren from around the country come out and fellowship with us this weekend. You know, when you think of, when you ask brethren to come from a far away part of the country and the effort it takes to come out and how easily say, yes, I'll come. And we want to thank them all of our speakers that made the effort to come out and the wonderful lessons that were all presented. I can think of each and every discourse I was able to listen to. There's something I could glean from it and take it forward from day to day. That's one of the things about a convention. You're there to, it's a place to keep things close to your heart and then apply them in your lives. And so I think there's many lessons we can all take from the character of God to our own humility and forgiveness, understanding God's plan and the hope of the kingdom that Brother Ken brought out to us for the children that have suffered. We patiently wait for that day. So I want to thank the brethren for coming, and I want to thank all those that took part in making this such a successful convention. There were many hands that were here in the effort to help out in so many different ways to make it a blessing for all the rest of us. So I appreciate all the efforts, the loving efforts that the brethren made. And with that, I just wanted to mention, and I gave a copy of this to Brother Obi, and I said, make sure you give a copy of this to Brother Len Grice back in back on the East Coast, because it's an announcement about the International Convention next year in August 2014. And he tasked the brethren that are on the committee, please let the brethren know there is an International Convention in Poland next year in Bielska Biała, just outside Bielska Biała. Beautiful town. I've been there many, many, many times in the ski slope areas of southern Poland. It's beautiful during the summer. You would have a lovely time there fellowshipping with your brethren from all over Europe. We even have a speaker that's Brother David Christensen speaking, and Brother David Stein is speaking. We also have Brother Derry Grugy that's coming and speaking. And so speakers from all over the world that'll be coming to that convention next year. And we hope if it's Lord willing and you're able to, if you're still able to travel and can afford to do it, that you might be willing to go. There's more of these out on the podium, out in the hall.
Thank you, Brother Mark. I wasn't aware that they were there, so I'm glad you mentioned it.
Yes. Thank you again for coming, dear brethren.
Thank you. Now, could you pass the mic to Brother Grabner? I have two questions for him. And while I'm going there, I'll say when Brother David Christensen was ready to give his talk, I saw, of course, the screen, you know, to introduce your talk, 70 times 7. So I knew it was a talk on the 70-week prophecy.
So I was thinking
it's interesting the way our minds work differently. But I just wanted to say, Brother Dave, you know, the deepest things that hit us are the things where our life has caused experiences to really focus on that issue. And I appreciated what you said in the talk, but it was even more deeply impressed when I realized your personal experiences were so intertwined with that. So I thank you. Brother Grabner, two questions. What was the first attribute of God employed?
Employed? I believe, they were all employed equally. From God's perspective, they always work all in harmony.
That's true. But you picked out one.
Well, we think from the standpoint of fully exercised was the terminology we're using, because I believe that God conceived the entire plan in his mind before he began one act of execution, and that act was the creation of the Logos.
Okay, so it was wisely planned from the beginning.
Yes.
What's the last attribute that everyone will fully appreciate?
That would be wisdom.
That would be
until
wisdom.
Until it's carried out, yeah.
That was my little echo from his talk. I caught that, and I thought, you know, I never thought of it from that point of view, but I enjoyed that.
I thought you were going to ask me a third question. Can you prove it?
I'll leave that for your good wife.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, brethren. Our chairman's here. If there's one more quick that you wanted to say, I would try to defer the chairman, but I don't see a hand, so we'll send it back to the chairman.
Thank you, Brother David. Appreciate your leading of that meeting for us. Brethren, we're going to serve supper for any of those that can stay and join us for that. That's coming up. We also want to remind the brethren, you can turn in your name tags right by the door. Special area to do that, please do so. And for our final hymn of this convention, we'll sing hymn number 356, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Hymn 356, all the verses, and then Brother Rice will close with prayer. Hymn 356.
Loving Heavenly Father, we're thankful to Thee for all the blessings accrued during these 2 days of fellowship and convention. We thank Thee for bringing us together with the thread of faith and hope in Thy divine plan of the ages. We thank Thee that we're so far advanced in this plan and that very soon even the world will come to awaken a beautiful awareness of things that touch our heart now. We thank Thee for the devoted preparation and lessons that have been prepared for us. We thank Thee for Thy Spirit moving upon each speaker to enhance for us the lessons of the Spirit. We pray forgiveness where we come short of so many things of the principles that we have heard, and pray that day by day we might apply ourselves, do better, and ultimately receive the overcoming reward of victory. We thank Thee for so many lessons of principle, of character, of detail, which can engage our mind and thrill our hearts. And we thank Thee for the fellowship of kindred minds. We ask now Thy blessing upon our fellowship continuing during this meal. We thank Thee for it as with all things. In Jesus' name, amen.